Good morning. And welcome to everyone who's visiting, even the ones we can't see. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to using a stool today, and I'm not used to a stool, so I'll try to figure it out. Okay. Well, Lord, I thank you for this morning. I thank you that sometimes we're few in numbers, but strong in spirit. Thank you, Lord. Just ask today, Lord, that what I share would be what you want shared, and the words that aren't from you would be ignored. I thank you for your faithfulness, Lord. I thank you for the hymn that Gene just played. Thank you so much. We give you all the glory and honor. Thank you, Lord. Is that better? Anyway, this morning I'm going to be sharing a story. I'm not going to be doing a special word exegesis. I'm going to be sharing. And it's about the last 28 months. And I'm hopefully going to touch on several important items: prayer, the unexpected, the love of God, the Word of God, and the body of Christ. So what I'm going to be sharing starts in May 2023, which is about 28 months ago. Am I close enough to the mic? Yes, no? About 28 months ago, yes, that's better. We were called to fast and pray for Jerusalem and for Israel. And I'm not really a person that fasts, but the Lord impressed upon me that that was a very important 3 weeks of fasting. And so I told the Lord, I don't fast well. And when the Lord talks to me, he gives me thoughts. And the thought he gave me was, you've been a very good steward of your finances. How good a steward have you been of what you eat? Kind of hit home. So I started to think about that. And the one thing that came to mind right away, I was a snacker. If it was in arm's range, I could nibble it. Especially if I was watching TV. So the Lord convicted me that for those 3 weeks I was to not snack. And snacking is actually an addiction. I had a tough 3 weeks not snacking. But I did it. And the amazing thing was I lost a couple pounds each week, and I felt better. So I decided to continue with that regimen of controlling what I was eating better. So that was in May of 2023. And so I was going along pretty good with that. And then a big event happened. Linda had her stroke. And the stroke she had could have been very, very damaging. But the faithfulness of God, my grandson-in-law Garrett was home. He's a paramedic. So he was able to go to the emergency room with me. He was able to advise me. And Linda received something called a clot buster. And they said it could work, it might not work, but it should help. Linda was not there. An hour later, she was back. Everything worked. And she even got to enjoy a helicopter ride down to Poughkeepsie. And she knew, she was aware, she could really enjoy the ride. So I just thank the Lord for his faithfulness. So Linda had an adventure, and through that time, everything that happened, God was faithful. She was in the hospital for 5 weeks. Many of you all visited her and encouraged her. My son from New Hampshire came down for a week to support me. And I'm sure angels were watching over her. And she, the only damage that she had that was major from her stroke, she lost the ability to find words. And I can't remember the term for it right now. I think it's like aphasia, but so she struggled with communicating. So one of the things that stood out in my memory, that stands out in my memory, is that Wayne and Robin went down to talk with her and realized that she couldn't communicate well. So they sang hymns with her, and she could sing. It's the other side of the brain. Thank you, Lord. The two scriptures that I want to focus on during this sharing, Linda's life verse, which she received as a girl, is Proverbs 3, 5, 6, most people know. 7 and 8, most people might not know. So I want to read that to you. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight. Some translations say he will direct your paths. Verse 7 says, do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. And verse 8 says, it will be healing to your body and refreshment to your bones. Thank you, Lord. And actually, the rest of Proverbs 3 is very interesting. Most people read those three or four verses, but they never read the rest of the proverb. That proverb is a very interesting proverb. So then, to continue the over 2 year saga with Linda, the cause of the stroke was determined by the doctors, and they suggested that she have something called a Watchman procedure, which is a device that's put into the heart where there's a space in the heart that can cause these blood clots that can cause strokes. So in September, she had the Watchman procedure, and that went well. Everything went just as the doctor hoped, which was a good thing. And then in October, both Linda and I ended up with a flu that we took medicine for, and I recovered, but Linda's turned into pneumonia. So October she had pneumonia, it cleared up. November she had pneumonia, cleared up. December she had pneumonia, in the hospital three times, cleared up. January she had pneumonia. February she just was wiped out. But in the end of February, something changed. Don't know what it was, but there was an obvious change. All those attacks stopped. And so she's been improving since that February. Getting stronger. Her aphasia is less noticeable. And she's gone through pulmonary rehab and strengthened her lungs back. And she's doing exercises and she's getting much better. And the faithfulness of God. Thank you, Lord. A clap for the Lord. Thank you, Lord. And the other verse that I want to share with you, and this has been a verse that Linda and I have stood on for years and years. Through this whole ordeal, the Lord gave both of us peace. And the verse that talks about that is John 14:27. Jesus told his disciples, "Peace I give you." No, I'm sorry. "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." So through this time, all these things that were happening, we had the Lord's peace. And sometimes we were a little afraid because some of the things were large, but we came through them, and the Lord watched over Linda and has restored her nicely. So I just want to mention a couple other things that we did that the Bible says to do. Maybe three or four times during that ordeal, through those many months that Linda was suffering, we called the elders for prayer. And the elders that were available would come over and pray with Linda. And every time that happened, the result was positive. I could get into all the details, but I don't want to do that. And the other thing that happened, many people in this room ministered to Linda. They talked to her. Many brought meals. Even got some Wednesday night dinners that were shared with us. The great kindness and love of the body was very evident to us. So, again, body of Christ, thank you. Thank you, thank you. And I want to close by just reading Linda's life verse to you again, if I can find it. Two blank sheets. I guess I didn't have to write it down. "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be healing to your body and refreshment to your bones." Thank you, Lord. I thank you for the last 28 months. And some of you may say, "Well, yeah, you're talking about that, but you've got all these problems." The Lord has all my problems, so I don't have to worry about it. I might not see healing, but the Lord's working on it. And I'm trusting in him. Thank you, Lord.